Mount Pleasant's industrial identity continues to give way to modern builds and revamped spaces, and this summer a local bottle cocktail business is shifting into the hospitality sector with the launch of their tasting room concept in a former auto repair shop. Please. Beverage Company, which makes bottled cocktails here in Metro Vancouver with labels featuring local artists, will open its tasting house at 222 West 5th Avenue on Tuesday, June 13 at 3 p.m. The former mechanic shop has been transformed into a light, bright, modern space with greenery, artwork, and seating for 67 in the main lounge. In back, Please, will set up a production facility. The tasting house has its own Please, small batch cocktails on the menu, along with a new line of infused botanic spirits. Small bites are supplied by Middle Eastern restaurant Jamjar. Notable menu items include Za'atar Labneh, a pressed yogurt dip with fresh thyme, oregano, sumac, and sesame, as well as the Bird's Eye View, with shawarma marinated chicken, pickles, mozzarella, and toem wrapped in freshly made flat bread, notes a June 13 media release. Guests can purchase retail goods as well, such as picnic-friendly items, including canned goods, chips, dips, and other snacks, and Made in Canada merch like branded hats, totes, and oversized t-shirts in collaboration with Brunette the label. When it comes to what's on tap for guests, the tasting house has 8 cocktails on tap in flavors like mango sticky rice, rhubarb fizz, or grapefruit paloma. New drinks in the works include a gin-based hard iced tea called the Garden Social or Please's take on an energy drink they're dubbing Full Moon Party. They will also offer a line of infused vodkas. We are so excited to expand the Please experience with the opening of our Mount Pleasant Tasting House, said Noel Steen, founder at Please Beverage Co. in a media release back in April announcing the project. Please Tasting House's initial hours will be Tuesday through Sunday from 3 to 11 p.m. Follow at @enjoy_please_ on Instagram for more info and updates. This article was originally published on April 27, 2023 and has been updated.